Yes, because we do have two members of the Constitution Party who I'm going to invite to join us momentarily. And one of them is Bryce Hamilton. And Bryce, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Welcome, Bryce. We look forward to hearing from you. I have to tell you that there have been a few times in the last few years where I've been very close to giving up my Republican card and going in your direction. You may be able to convince me today. I don't know.
I've been through that very same process.
And so, Bryce, you are the leader of the Constitution Party in Utah, correct?
That is correct.
Yes. And so the reason that we wanted to have this discussion with you is over the weekend, the Republican State Central Committee assembled and had a lot of fireworks actually going on in that meeting. One aspect of it was where we are now in this process of defending our Constitutional Representative Republic Caucus. And could you speak to what has happened? And I'm going to invite here now Colin. What is Colin's last name?
Simonson.
Colin Simonson, who is the attorney representing the Constitution Party in this whole process. You became a party to the lawsuit that the Republican Party filed. And so, Colin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, you two gentlemen, go for it. Explain to us what has happened. Why did the Constitution Party get involved?
And how is it that the Constitution Party saved the GOP?
So let's start with what was the issue in front of you constitutionally? Why did you get involved? And then let's go from there.
We viewed the Senate Bill 54, the results thereof, as essentially the powers that be have established what amounts to an insurance for any would-be politician who can make it through the caucus can buy a policy at the cost of $2 or $3 a signature to ensure that his name appears on the primary ballot.
Bryce, we're having some
breathing issues. One of you is breathing into your phone. We don't want you to stop breathing, but you
okay.
Might change the direction of your breathing.
All right. I don't know if it's me. I have this bad habit of breathing, but anyway.
Well, we want you to stay alive.
It's sounding better, Bryce.
That's good.
But
go ahead.
With regard to this insurance policy, allows a guy to get his name on the ballot if he doesn't think that he can make it through a caucus or a convention of the members of the party that he purports to represent. So rather than count my vote, it's making sure your vote really doesn't count.
All right, so we're talking about a constitutional protection to assemble, correct?
Yeah. Yes, it's a right of association guaranteed under the First Amendment that the party should have, being a private organization like a church or anything else, should be able to dictate the terms of its membership and determine with whom it will associate, both at the in the nomination process and at the polls.
Okay, and so this all became challenged not just by the legislature, but prior to that, because a group got together, they called themselves Count My Vote, which, by the way, wasn't original to Utah. It's a national campaign called Count My Vote to get rid of any vestige of grassroots engagement, meaning you and I.
Yes.
So we had that happen, and then the legislature took up the banner and decided they're going to solve the problem with what they called the compromise, which was no compromise at all, because it was exactly what the Count My Vote people wanted, a dual-track method of being able to get a candidate's name on the ballot. So why was this something that the Republican Party rank and file loved that, the establishment loved it, the media loved it, The consultants loved it because they make more money when there are more primaries and more candidates involved. And but then the grassroots realized that this was an absolute takeover of
a violation of the Constitution.
Yeah,
frankly.
There you go.
Yeah.
And exactly. So what was it that triggered it for the Constitution Party to suddenly, well, probably not suddenly. Yeah, I'm just imposing that word on you. But maybe you saw this yourselves coming. What was the trigger to get you involved as a plaintiff in this case? And why did it become a key issue for the Constitution Party to help everyone else along?
We met in March of 2014 with Mr. Lane Beck of the Republican Party had contracted with Mr. Troupas, from an attorney from Boise who was on the Republican Party's legal team. He wrote a brief as to why the Count My Vote, the proposition referendum thing was basically unconstitutional and how it could be defeated in court. We met with him in the middle of May or March of last year, and at that point we realized how serious the problem was. Of course, subsequent to that, it became legislation, and we knew at that time it had to be challenged, whether the Republicans did it or whether we did it or whether we both did it. We expected that something would happen in June or July, but nothing did. And as we began to prepare to file the suit ourselves, had we come up with a little bit of money a month or two sooner, it would have been the Republicans intervening in our suit rather than the other way around. But that's when we became cognizant of the dangers and realized that we couldn't let it stand.
So, Colin, you were retained by the Constitution Party, and from your perspective, what was it that saved the day for the Republican Party?
Well, yes. So probably our best argument was that SB 54 forced a party to accept non-member votes, and that has been held unconstitutional by the United States Supreme Court in many cases. And so we made a motion for summary judgment on that issue, not on the caucus issue, but the non-member voting issue. And the Republicans missed the deadline for making their motion.
How does that happen, Colin? How can these folks, who are very smart people, miss a deadline?
There's been a lot of speculation about that, and ultimately I just can't say.
Okay.
it just happened.
Well, it didn't happen just once, did it?
No, it did not, and I'll leave it to the political side of, you know, things to talk about, you know, why that may or may not have happened. We feel like the Republican Party is pretty lucky that we were there to meet the deadline.
Absolutely.
And that we met the deadline on this one. And so...
Because if you hadn't, it would be over.
Yes. Yes, it would have been over. The judge had seen that there had been so many missed deadlines that he said, I'm not going to let you have an extension on this one. So he struck the Republicans' late motion, and all they could have done at that point is first defend against the state's motion and then try to take it to trial.
All right. We are headed to a break right now. We are with Bryce Hamilton and Colin Simonson, and we are talking about how the Constitution Party saved the day for the Republican Party and your right to have a caucus convention. We'll be right back.
Program reminder from Canyon Creek Assisted Living and Memory Care. Canyon Creek is co-sponsor of the K-Talk Season Citizens Hour, now at 12:05 Saturday afternoon. This is Rich Dixon, host for the program, and we'll be telling you this week about active folks over age 55 who are still making things happen. Ideas about health, wealth, and wisdom, and news from Canyon Creek. They're at 7235 Union Park Avenue, described by its residents and their families in glowing terms. Quote, I've never seen a speck of dust at Canyon Creek. It's close to popular stores and is immaculately clean. A real creek runs through the garden. Lots of fresh air. It's beautiful. They fulfill requests for certain food for my grandmother, and I'm so pleased. To reach Canyon Creek, call 801-568-9909. Arrange a tour of the Canyon Creek facilities and listen to their radio show now, Saturdays at 12:05.
Are you living with old and ugly carpet? You want new carpet, but it's just too expensive, right? We know what you mean. Introducing $3 Carpet, the most affordable carpet solution on the planet. We save you a ton of money over those box stores because our just like brand new carpet, used for only 2 to 3 days, normally sells for $8 to $10 a yard, with us starting at just $3 a yard. So don't live with that ugly carpet anymore. Our new carpet is so cheap, if you beat our price on a similar carpet, we'll give you $3. Who can do that? Only we can. $3 Carpet. Don't live with that ugly carpet anymore. You save up to 60% with us because you don't pay for expensive overhead like those other stores. In Draper, call now. 801-251-1480. $3carpet.com. 801-251-1480. $3carpet.com. Call today. Attention salespeople. $3 Carpet is currently hiring to help with our high demand. If you're looking for a great sales job with unique and exclusive products, we've got one. Call today. 801-251-1480.
If you're between the ages of 50 and 75 and want to never outlive your retirement savings, pay attention. We have moved $4 billion into these retirement plans in the past 4 years. That's right, $4 billion. Do you like the idea of never losing money again and turning your retirement savings into income you can never outlive? Would you like to learn the secret on how you can increase your IRA payouts by up to 72%? If you answered yes, call now as the Dijon Retirement Agents are standing by. Call 800-517-6172. We will send you our free DVD, Paycheck for Life. We will also email your personal quote today, as the annual payouts will amaze you. Grab the peace of mind you deserve that you will never run out of income during retirement. Call 800-517-6172. That's 800-517-6172. 800-517-6172.
This is Tim Irwin and Sherilyn Eager. We are back on K-Talk Radio, AM 630, k-talk.com, with the Liberty Line of Fire on the Line segment, sponsored by EOS Mobile, the cell phone service for conservatives. We're talking with Bryce Hamilton and Colin Simonson of the Constitution Party. Wow, was that a stroke of luck for the GOP or what?
No kidding. We really owe the Constitution Party a debt of gratitude for saving the day. We're talking about the right to freely associate, protected under the First Amendment, for private corporations. So all of you voters out there that didn't bother to come to vote in this last election, 80% of you in Utah, I don't know what it was in your state across the nation, but I'm quite certain it probably was low. We have to just ask you, where were you? Because you have no right to complain. And now, back to our Constitution Party Chairman Bryce Hamilton and their legal counsel, Colin Simonson. Where are we at now? Because you did save the day. It was ready to be dismissed and done with because the Republican Party, and by the way, the governor's office, had missed so many deadlines. Did you feel like you were kind of playing some kind of a game with those two entities?
Well, I didn't feel like the state was necessarily playing games. And you know, I don't want to say that the Republican Party either, because I have to, you know, be careful. But
well, I'm the talk show host, so I can put that out there. But at any rate, you did it. And now help us understand where we're at in this process, because we had some fireworks at our State Central Committee meeting. We're going to be talking about that a lot next hour, about, yeah, you know, what happens next, because the state legislature put us in harm's way here. They called it a compromise. It wasn't a compromise. It was exactly what the party bosses and the elites and the establishment and those that have the money wanted for us. And now we're in big trouble. So what happens next here?
Okay,
go ahead, Colin.
Go ahead, Bryce. You want me to go ahead?
After you.
So after this, the judge's ruling, it's clear that only members can vote of a party, and only members can be a candidate of a party. Well, we didn't win, unfortunately, on the caucus versus primary issue. But if a candidate wants to go the primary route and a party's rules say, no, you have to go through a convention, or, you know, we can disqualify your candidacy or revoke your membership, what happens then? And there is perhaps a little bit of ambiguity in SB 54 about whether a party can or cannot require an individual to go through the convention. In one place, it does seem to say, well, you know, this is an option open for the candidate, but you have to be a member of the party. And
okay.
So, if can the party revoke your membership? Well, the Lieutenant Governor's office has said, no, you can't do that. You get to have this pass, or we'll revoke your qualification as a qualified political party. And that's just a real setup for lawsuit number two, which, you know, may be in the offing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so there is discussion about moving forward the state lieutenant governor's office, the governor's office, the attorney general are talking about wanting to take this to state Supreme Court for resolution on some of the ambiguities. And the state central committee deliberated this. There was strong, if not unanimous, support for proceeding to get these questions resolved. It means a lot to a candidate to know what the rules are. I know I've been one, and I can only imagine because I went through a cycle where there was redistricting, and that was hard enough. So we know that whatever happens, it's going to happen. It's going to have to happen quickly. And so, Bryce, the Constitution Party is thankfully the one that brought us to this place. And so are you going to be watching what happens? I know there are deadlines coming up in order to, I think, appeal to the Tenth Circuit, correct?
Yes, there are deadlines. And we have yet to make a final determination if there are any parts of that decision from Judge Newford that we need to appeal. We don't really want to appeal anything. It costs a lot of money, takes a lot of time and heartache, but we need to make a final determination to see if there's anything that we have to appeal.
Okay, and for those who are listening in, maybe even for the first time on what this whole discussion is out here in Utah, if you're especially listening in from another state, we are online, k-talk.com. This is a national trend to diminish the influence of a constitutional representative republic through an election process that moves it more and more closely aligned to a democracy, which we all know, Constitution Party and conservatives and constitutionalists in the Republican Party know the founders despised. Tim?
Absolutely correct.
And that's all you have to say?
That's all I have to say.
And Ms. Eager, if I could make a point.
Yes.
Here you've got the Constitution Party, smallest party in the state, and it's protecting our constitutional rights. And doing so on a shoestring budget. And if I could just make a call for people to get involved,
volunteer.
We always like calls to action. And so tell our members who are listening, our members, that's possessive, our audience members that are listening, how do they reach you? What's the best way to help the Constitution Party in this effort? And, of course, we also want to, you know, talk about support for the Republican Party, but that's the next hour. But this is important because you are a small party.
It is important because, as I mentioned in the opening, I've been very frustrated with the establishment Republican Party and their lack of following constitutional principles. And so I think the Constitution Party definitely gives us, those that have just given up on the Republican Party, to another avenue. Now, I was wondering, you say it's the smallest party in the state. Is it actually smaller than the Independent American Party as well?
I don't know if it's the smallest, but it's among the smallest.
Okay.
4,000 plus members.
That's pretty small.
And so this is really important. How do our audience members who are maybe members of the Constitution Party and who are interested in helping, how do they do that?
There's a couple of ways. We have a website which is in bad need of repair, but nevertheless it still does function to take donations. ConstitutionPartyOfUtah.com, under the Take Action tab, there's a Donate Now menu item. And you can donate there or mail a check or anything.
And they write it out to Constitution Party of Utah or what?
Constitution Party of Utah. The box number escapes me right off the top of my head, but it's on the website there on the contacts page.
Okay.
Can I say one thing about this case? I think it has much further reaching implications than simply the political process. At stake here are the rights of any private organization. Now, a political party is a private organization. So also was the Lions Club or any other number of clubs and any church. They're private organizations too. What we're seeing here, what they want to take before the Supreme Court is basically a question of, can the government dictate the terms of membership for a private organization and the terms of membership and the internal workings of that private organization? Now, if they can do that to the Republican Party, they can do it to the Constitution Party, if they can do it to both of us, there's no reason why they can't do it to a church or any other organization. So it can be... the upshot of this may be that terms of membership for religious organizations may be dictated by government intervention rather than by the terms of that organization.
There's no question in my mind that you're absolutely right on that issue. And it's so important that this be resolved in favor of the Constitution. And so... I'm really thankful that you guys were able to be there and stepped in, and frankly, not only, as you say, not only save the GOP, but probably a number of all of the other private entities out there.
It would certainly be setting a very poor and dangerous precedent to have the court rule against the private association of corporations, churches. They're all protected under the First Amendment to do so. And so if this this state case is ruled against that, then that is going to be decided, would you say, in the Tenth Circuit on a constitutional question?
Yeah, that looks likely to me. How about you, Colin?
Yeah, are we talking about the caucus versus primary issue or
the question of membership?
Yes. So if that comes up, it depends on where you file suit. So if you file suit in state court, it'll go through the Utah Supreme Court and then up to the federal circuit. If you file again if the Republican Party files again in a federal court, then it would skip the state Supreme Court most likely and go up to just straight up to the Tenth Circuit.
So Colin, why does it have federal standing? I mean, I thought voting was a state's rights issue.
It is, and when we brought our case, we alleged that it violated both the federal and state free speech protections. And the right of association implicates free speech because that's one way that you do speak, is you get together, you assemble, and you put forth a combined message. And so since we did both, it pulled in the federal constitution, and that was good for us because we already have case law saying that the First Amendment, is violated by this kind of law.
I couldn't agree with you more, and we are very pleased that you were able to be with us today on this segment, and we wish you the very best in your efforts to help defend the Constitution. And
I definitely would like to encourage people to go to the website, the Constitution Party, and just look at what your platform is, because it is an alternative to the establishment.
Yes, and then there are those of us who hang out with the establishment in hopes of making things better.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I've stayed with the Republican Party, because, you really don't have too much of a voice. But here is an example of where the Constitutionalist Party, in fact, had a voice in making a difference. This is an excellent example.
Anything else that you would like to share with us before we say goodbye?
I'd just like to say thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
All right, and we'll look forward to what happens in the future here, and you maybe we'll have to save the day again. I don't know. So everybody, get on board and help the Constitution Party here. We appreciate
thank you very
your
much.
Courage
thank
and
you.
Steadfastness in defending the Constitution.
Thanks again.
Thank
and
you
happy,
so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Goodbye.
Well,
this is really, really good. I mean, I think that it's an important message that we in Utah have. We have an opportunity to have an alternative.